friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's get back to your phone calls. You want to join us, by the way, this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Pat. Pat, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good to talk to you again.
What's going on, man?
I was listening to your 1 o'clock top. I'll do great. I was listening to your 1 o'clock top of the hour national news, and it said Biden's administration is sanctioning Saudi Arabia for slowing down their oil production. And I wonder who's sanctioning Biden for slowing down our oil production.
That, can I tell you, that's exactly what I thought when I first heard about that, the idea of, you know.
It's totally crazy.
Well, no, but it shows you that it's an empty gesture, and that's all it is. It's an empty gesture, and it's about what you'd expect, you know, from a guy that doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, that's what's so sad about that. Do you think it will, you know, because we always got to say, well, then what are the Saudis going to do? Are they going to take that line down? Probably not. But what will they do?
Well, I know they appreciate buying jets from us and bombs and all that, but I know we've got a weakling in the White House now, and, you know, they don't have to do anything. You just ignore them.
And by the way, they're not the only players in town. This is what I fear is going to happen. That you know, when you say, you know, airplanes and bombs and that kind of thing, there are other people in this world that manufacture that stuff. Some of them are Chinese. Some of them are Russians. Yes. Is that really what you want to do? You want to chase you want to chase them to the Russians? And don't
not a whole lot of insight in this administration.
Yeah, yeah, it makes no sense at all. Pat, hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Gentleman Jim's been following this.
Good talking to you, boss.
Thank you, man. Gentleman Jim's been tracking this story, Devontae Adams, and the video is just so incriminating. And even with an apology, is Devontae Adams going to be in some legal jeopardy? We'll find out. What about it, Jim?
Well, I think what is probably at least for Adams is he may be unavailable for a game. If you'll recall, it wasn't that long ago where there was another incident where another player on another team did something similar and faced a one-game penalty. So and that would be without pay. Correct. I think Devontae Adams makes about $28 million per year.
Ooh, and that's an expensive push.
And you spread that out over 17 game checks.
Game checks, yeah.
So you're talking over $1 million that he could be forfeiting for that little shove because of frustration. It was very frustrating. And let's understand that football is a very emotional sport. And the team just lost a one-point game. They should have tied it up if they would have kicked an extra point instead of going for two and failing. But, you know, that's water under the bridge. But certainly the Kansas City Police, they are investigating this situation. And as time goes on, I guess we'll decide whether they decide to press charges or not, but certainly a police report was made immediately at the stadium from this victim. He was a worker. He was there doing his job. Now, he's not a football player, but just like Devontae Adams, he was there to perform a duty and was getting paid for it.
And by the way, if the guy wasn't a player, if it were you or me, would they have let me jump on that charter and come back to Vegas? I'm not sure they would have. They would have held him overnight.
Interesting. Yeah, it could very well be. Again, these are pampered athletes, and they've been treated as special human beings probably since they were in grade school. So, and that continues in this case, too. But there's a decent chance, I guess, that he could face some litigation on this. And who knows? You know, maybe the guy will hire a lawyer and say, hey, I got a big gash on my head, and now my memory is bad. You know the way these ambulance chasers are.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he may have to settle out of court, and who knows? He may have to dig even deeper. So I think ultimately if he doesn't miss a game, which I think he might miss up to one game, he'll probably get fined. And if he does get fined, he may also get sued.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, yeah, he may have some problems ahead. It'll be interesting to see.
He did apologize.
No, the first thing at his news conference was, I'm sorry.
But at the same time, you just can't push people aside. I mean, he was not a football player. He's not used to being shoved around when he goes to work. And that's the big difference here.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out together what happens to Devontae Adams. And that's the last thing a 1-4 football team needs.
Yeah, your star player.
Yeah. That's tough. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, we're going to talk about Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, which has come and gone. I just love that. How many times yesterday do you think I said Happy Columbus Day? Probably 5 times. And I'm so glad I did. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes working on area roadways right now. Westbound Charleston, that's at Rainbow there on the right shoulder. Another incident, that's Durango at El Capitan up there in the northwest. We're seeing a lot of congestion on Interstate 15 as well, especially southbound as you work your way through the resort corridor, mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. Looks like you're averaging about 45 miles per hour through there. Do expect delays as well on the Southern Beltway 215, caused partly because of that construction that's going on the transition lane as you merge from 215 west to 15 north.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers start the National League Championship Series today at home. They'll take on the San Diego Padres. Dodgers start Julio Urias in the opener. San Diego countering with Mike Clevinger. The Dodgers went 14-5 against San Diego this season. It's a best-of-5 series, the first 2 games at Dodger Stadium. The Raiders fell to the Kansas City Chiefs 30-29 Monday night, dropping them to 1-4. Derek Carr threw for 241 yards with 2 touchdowns, both to Devontae Adams, who had 124 yards receiving. The Raiders had an early 17-0 lead, but Kansas City scored 3 touchdowns in the second half. Las Vegas on a bye week. They'll be hosting the Houston Texans on October 23rd. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans,
and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, did you see Tulsi Gabbard has quit the Democrat Party? She is the former presidential candidate, and she made the announcement last night, I guess, or yesterday, that she is giving up on the Democrat Party. I think you're going to see a lot of folks that are middle of the road or blue dog Democrats, that you're going to see a lot of them that are going to say I've had enough. She said, quote, "I can no longer remain in today's Democrat Party that's now under the control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by a cowardly wokeness." That's what Tulsi Gabbard said in announcing that she's getting out of the Democrat Party. I know we've got folks who are Democrats who listen to this show. I know there are people that are independents, unaffiliated voters. Is that the way you feel? Is Tulsi Gabbard speaking for you? Now, I'm not saying you should become members of the Republican Party. I mean, I'm not going to presume to ask you to do that. But I am curious if there are other Democrats right now within the sound of my voice that absolutely despise what's happening to their party, folks that grew up in the Democrat Party. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and maybe we'll find a couple of brave middle-of-the-road Democrats that are willing to go on the record and say, hey, I'm with Tulsi Gabbard. I just don't know what Tulsi Gabbard does now. Does she become a Republican? Don't think so. Is there a consensus party, a middle-of-the-road Democrat or independent or Mitt Romney Republican that ends up stepping forward and saying, let's create a third party? I will tell you, it's just my opinion. Third parties don't work. Ask the libertarians. Third parties, this country was built on a two-party system. And unfortunately, you know, you can look to Canada, you can look to Great Britain, you can look to Italy and to France. It works there, but it doesn't work here. And I'm not entirely sure why. I've never really studied it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you want to follow Tulsi Gabbard out of the Democrat Party. I think there are going to be a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, that stay home. They maybe can't bring themselves to vote for a Republican, but they will stay home. And let the Republicans have their way. in this particular election. Again, 24, totally different situation. It might be Joe Biden that runs. It might not be. It might be Donald J. Trump that runs and wins. I mean, remember, the guy got, what, 70-some-odd million voters? I mean, that's just unbelievable. Anyway, stay with us. More to do as we continue. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Is that fair? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is there going to be a mass exodus from the Democrat Party? We'll talk about it with you coming up next on Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits, a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Did you miss out on buying the home of your dreams because rates increased? As a wholesale lender, GFL Capital Mortgage has more options to turn your dreams into reality. Our wholesale rates, fees, and process can increase with your purchasing power. So don't wait to buy just because rates are high. Marry the home while you date the loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show, App to Close, on 670 KMZQ every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. We are 28 days away from Election Day. Unbelievable. Coming up, by the way, in our next hour, Tommy Hicks, Republican National Committee, National Co-Chair, along with Ronna McDaniel. They do a great job raising it. Tommy Hicks, one of the greatest fundraisers probably in the history of politics. We'll get a chance to visit with him. What these final 28 days are going to be about from a national perspective, we'll do that coming up. I mentioned celebrating Columbus Day yesterday, and I made a point of utilizing the Columbus Day name repeatedly, and that's by design. Indigenous Peoples Day just doesn't have the same ring to it that Columbus Day does. I'm sorry. Tucker Carlson, did you see him last night? He was kind of like me. No, he was. He was celebrating Columbus Day. Here he is.
Happy Columbus Day. That's the day that we celebrate the arrival of civilization in the Americas. But not everyone's happy about that. Some people are mad about civilization. Elizabeth Warren, for example, she just tweeted this, quote, "On Indigenous Peoples Day, we celebrate the contributions, the extraordinary resilience, and the rich cultures of tribal nations and native communities. Today and every day, the federal government must recommit itself to honoring its promises to native peoples." But wait a second, you may ask yourself. Shouldn't native peoples be able to speak for themselves? Why should yet another shrewish liberal white lady get to speak for them? Seen too much of that already. Oh, but we would correct you. Elizabeth Warren is not your average shrewish liberal white lady. She herself is an indigenous person. Elizabeth Warren is as indigenous as they come. Indigenous not just to Cambridge. And in 2012, she gave us proof.
My Aunt B has walked by that picture at least 1,000 times, remarked that her father, my papa, had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Yeah, they've all got high cheekbones, those Indians.
Oh, God. Oh, I just love that. I absolutely love that. By the way. Do you realize that we are 28 days away from the possibility of having a Republican governor in the state of New York, the blue as blue can be state of New York? Believe it or not, Lee Elden is just 2 percentage points down from Kathy Hochul. No. It's unbelievable, but it's true. And in fact, Lee Zeldin was on with Hannity last night. Let's go to cut five real quick, see if we can squeeze this one in. Because he is just 2% down in the New York governor's race. Here it is.
How did the crime in New York get so out of control? And why does the governor refuse to change course? And do you believe that you can win the state of New York? Are these polls now really showing this is a real race?
I'm not in this race to come in second. I'm all in. I'm over 18 months into this race, campaigning all throughout this entire state. One of the reasons why I got into the race was because of these pro-criminal laws that have been getting passed out of Albany, from cashless bail to less is more, releasing people early from prison. The HALT Act, which has resulted in our correctional officers and other prison staff being assaulted more since the April 1st implementation. We've seen it with district attorneys like Alvin Bragg refusing to enforce the law. The defund movement targeting our law enforcement. They're attacking qualified immunity for law enforcement in New York City. They want to do it next statewide. I believe that Albany needs to break this one-party rule, have a balance of power, start unapologetically backing our men and women in law enforcement again, giving judges discretion to weigh dangerousness, and by the way, utilizing the constitutional authority, and I would say constitutional duty of the governor to remove a district attorney who refuses to enforce the law. And that's why I say my first action, the first day I'm in office, is turning to the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, to let him know he's being fired.
Wow. Wow. So there's the possibility of a New York governorship, New York state governorship. There is the possibility in Arizona that, believe it or not, Blake Masters could defeat Mark Kelly and win a U.S. Senate seat. Carrie Lake, in fact, let's go to cut four. Carrie Lake was on with Hannity last night, confident that Blake Masters can win that Arizona Senate seat in the battle with Mark Kelly. I happen to believe that, too, and I think it will happen, that Blake Masters will win that U.S. Senate seat. This was Carrie Lake from last night.
You're doing really well in your race. After the debate last week between Mark Kelly and Blake Masters, it was a three-point race going into that debate. Do you believe that Blake has closed the gap?
I think he has. I think when you look at other pollsters, there's a few that I trust. He's really close, maybe up by one. And I believe, Sean, that we're going to do really well. Our voters are going to turn out Election Day like they did in the primary. We won 70% of the Election Day vote, and we're going to win big on Election Day. And I think that we're going to bring everybody over. We have a movement here. Since day one when I entered the race, we've had a movement on our hands, and I think people are so excited about what's happening here.
I happen to agree with Carrie Lake that I think Blake Masters is going to win that race. And okay, you put that together with Adam Laxalt, with Sheriff Joe. This part of the country could be turning red again. Could be turning red. I think it's going to happen. I think that there is, you know, we always talk in sports, we used to talk about Big Mo, that Mo is in momentum, and that's what you're seeing right now today. But that's why we got to keep working hard. And I know people that are working really, really hard, knocking on doors. We got to do it. We can't just half-ass it, so to speak. We need to work hard. And that's why we're doing it on this radio program. That's why there are workers. In fact, I have a good friend, that went to find out how to be a poll worker, a Republican poll worker. Wouldn't that be nice to have people counting the votes that are Republicans and not Democrats? That's what we need. And now that the RNC has sued and essentially won, although they never reached a courtroom, but they're getting the information that they need. I think there's every possibility that we're going to turn the Southwest and maybe much of the nation into red states. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at nvsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber.